This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I don't really know why this is a headline, because I feel like they're trying to make Ohio State look bad here. Mm-hmm. But Ohio State is making their football players and parents sign an acknowledgement of risk waiver regarding coronavirus.
Yeah.
Before they come back.
Well, no one wants to have the Liberty situation, right, where they opened it back up and some kids got sick and then they were facing some lawsuits.
Well, exactly.
You know, and so that you can say all you want that you're going to be safe and you're going to have these policies and that it's going to be voluntary. But we all know good and damn well that once this all goes down, some of the stuff's going to go out the window and there are going to be some people that are going to get sick. And, you know, schools are trying to cover their ass.
Well, schools, that's why it's like Ohio State is the only school that they're talking about today with this. And I assume that most schools would make their parents and players sign this, but they appear to be singling out Ohio State as if they're trying to sneak one by them. Like they're talking about it being the Buckeye Pledge. Mm-hmm. And they say it's not really about liability. It's about an understanding of how we're going to comply with all of the rules and this and that.
Again, intellectual honesty, please. And this is what a load. The Buckeye Pledge. Please, the pledge is please don't sue us.
Well, yeah, but why? Again, I kind of have a problem with them trying to drag Ohio State through the mud because they're trying to do this. I feel like all schools are going to make their kids and parents sign these waivers.
Probably, yes.
They probably should.
Yes. You know, it's just like, look, not every kid, and this is the thing with someone.
And by the way, they all signed it.
Yeah, because they all want to play, right? And it's the thing someone said with Hubbard, the Oklahoma State running back. Someone was like, "Well, on the text program, said I'm very disappointed that he had to cave to that. He didn't have to. If he wanted to, he could have made that an issue. He could have held out, right? Muhammad Ali gave up, you know, he gave up his career and possibly his freedom for what he believed in. So if there's an Ohio State player that doesn't believe in this pledge, he doesn't have to sign it. There's consequences to it. Just like Mike Gundy didn't have to wear the shirt, but he certainly had the right to, but there's consequences to it. And Hubbard has a right to feel the way he has. So this idea that you're forcing players, no. Do I think it's kind of, it's dishonest and kind of crappy? Sure. But the players still ultimately have the right to not sign this if they want. And then it's up to that player and the team to decide whether or not they can play without that waiver in place.
Hey, you know, we haven't signed waivers yet.
No, we have not. Hmm. And I don't know how many players, like how many teams are going to require this or if this is just an Ohio State thing. I don't know. And by the way, a lot of times ask anyone that if you're talking legal arguments, sometimes these waivers aren't worth the paper that they're written on.
Watch out, Intercom.
Yeah, people get sued all the time.
If Suit gets COVID, he's coming after you. Watch them. They'll have a letter in your inbox tomorrow.
Well, and I think there's a difference. Like, you can sign this pledge, but if it turns out that someone from Ohio State, one of the staff members or players, dies or gets really sick, and there's gross negligence involved on the part of Ohio State, you're not going to be able to be like, well, you signed the waiver. But if it's you know, if it happens and you can't say, all right, someone was directly responsible, we did all the guidelines, then yeah. But at some point, you're just going to have to say, I'm willing to roll the dice by coming back and playing football, coaching football, or being on this campus.
Here's what Gene Smith said. He said, that's why we call it a pledge. We don't look at it as a legal document. It's a Buckeye Pledge. Allow us to help you so that if we face a situation, our trainers, our strength coaches, our coaches, or any athletic administrator sees a student athlete not wearing a mask or not social distancing, we can say, hey, you made a commitment. You signed the pledge. Your parents signed a pledge. Your parents are a part of this.
Yeah. And by the way, lawyers, but this is a lot of lawyers are just picking this thing apart and saying, boy, this is really, really shaky ground. And I wouldn't surprise me if Ohio State takes this back like within 2 days. Right. What is this? The Dazed and Confused. Right. They had this.
We
had
so not all schools will be.
I think a lot of schools will be attempting something like this. Now, Ohio State, it's unique in that they're saying that it's not a legal document. It's just a pledge. And so then people are asking, a lot of attorneys I've seen are writing, being like, you're trying to dance around the issue here and force players to sign a pledge without it really being a legal document. But you're going to try to use this to protect your ass. They're just saying that, again, like we were talking about, it's a dishonest thing. As far as what it is that Ohio State's putting out there. But it wouldn't shock me if in some shape or form athletes are going to be forced to sign something. But again, if there's gross negligence on the part of a team and someone's responsible for someone getting really sick or dying, there are going to be consequences to it. Let's not act like a magic waiver is going to be signed.
Yeah, but you're bringing up
whatever they want.
You're bringing up like the extreme example. What if there's gray?
Yeah.
What if there are no waivers signed and then a bunch of kids get it and then they're like, well,
I think that's kind of what Ohio State's doing, is they're like, look, if we screw up, we're hooped. But maybe in shades of gray, we can say you had this pledge and you understood the risks.
Because it's kind of uncharted territory.
Yes.
You know,
you at least want, I think Ohio State is at least looking for the players to admit, at least on a piece of paper, we know this is kind of risky coming back, but we're going to choose to come back anyways. And to be fair to Ohio State and anyone else, the vast, vast majority of players, even without any sort of pledge or pressure, would be willing to come back and play.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.